I haven't got the full detail, just for our rugby union fans, the 20-minute red card. I understand overnight the international body is basically saying, "Yeah, not working. We're not going to keep going down that line."
The 20-minute red card.
It's been on trial basically for quite some time, but it'll be kiboshed. It won't be part of the game going forward or at the next World Cup. So we've got James Tedesco coming on the line in a moment, and there's a stack of questions from our listeners to ask James.
We'll hit Teddy with a couple of those listeners' questions. The other day we were discussing first-grade coaches who also had jobs. What about Alan Jones? He had about four jobs when he coached the Tigers, 92, 93. Well, he was doing breakfast radio.
Yeah, he was doing breakfast radio. Brandy, why not get Leon Cameron on the Blues support staff? That made me well up on the train. I'd jump through a glass door for him. So it really was a stirring speech, the last one there, Leon Cameron.
Yes, let's
get to one of the superstars of the NRL. Tomorrow night, SCG, I'm calling this one for Fox League. Can't wait. Roosters v Panthers. Yesterday we had Nathan Cleary on the show. Today it's James Tedesco. But the first question is going to be about part of his body. Hope you're ready for it. James, welcome to the program.
Hey, Bossy. Hey, Brandy.
Teddy.
Now, the biochemist got in touch earlier, one of our listeners, the biochemist texting, can you please query Teddy as to why his shorts keep coming down? Has the elastic gone? Are they old superstitious lucky pants? I haven't seen the frequency of de-panting since Nathan Hindmarsh. And then Brandy went into wax lyrical very enthusiastically about how impressed he is with your buttocks. James, is it big buttocks? Is it muscular buttocks? Is it loose shorts?
What's his power base?
I think it's genetics. I've just got a quite a big behind. But I actually wear budgies and skin and BSC skins under my shorts. So they're doing well to get both of them down. They're pretty tight, the skins. And yeah, a couple of times I've got a good grasp and got both of them down. So my shorts are actually, they might be loose, but the skins, they're getting them down, which is quite a good effort.
So you're three layers. You're three layers, James, is what we've established here. It's amazing. Yeah.
Yes. Let's ask a serious question. Because there's a couple of other questions that listeners have fired in already this morning, but let's get to the serious stuff. Roosters Panthers, 7:30. It was a great win against the Eels. I'll say, was that your best team performance this year?
Yeah, I think it was, especially against a top four side like Parramatta. I think everything, it wasn't probably our prettiest. I don't think we didn't really throw much attack, especially in the second half. We were sort of just grinding out of our own end. But I think that, end-to-end grind, which we sort of haven't done probably the whole year, was the first time we did it against a top team. And that's what we had to do against Parramatta, because they did that so well the week before against Penrith. And we're going to have to do that again this week against Penrith and better to beat them.
Yeah, and there's been chat through the opening 10 rounds about the flow of your attack. And I thought it was definitely the best games from both Keary and Walker as individuals and how they put it together.
Yeah. Keary's kicking game was awesome the whole game. He just put it back into that right corner for him, made him working out of their end, and Sammy took his opportunities when he saw them. So, I mean, that's the balance we sort of need, where Keary, he's our halfback and he's going to control the game, and then Sammy Walker, he's an instincts, eyes-up footy player, so we want to let him be a bit more freer and play what he sees. But then again, our completions were 100%. So that definitely helped. And the opening rounds, we've sort of been around the 60s, 70s for completions, which hasn't helped.
Now, when you have played good this year, it's always, it seems to me that it's Waria Hargreaves starting the game. The front row have sort of rotated from bench to starting. Waria Hargreaves, it's such a tough thing to stay at the top as a front rower, and he's done it a few times this year. He did it again against Parramatta, and he'll have to do it again against Penrith.
Yeah, I mean, for Jared, the way he plays, to do it consistently, he's been at the top of the front rowers for a long time now, but I think for Jared, he feels a lot of responsibility being that enforcer, being that leader of our pack, and sometimes he carries that a bit. I think for Jared, just go out and play his style of footy, and everyone will sort of follow him, so... he was awesome for us against Parramatta, and yeah, we've got a few tough challenges coming up. Obviously, starts this weekend Penrith, and we've got Sharks and Storm as well. So this next period is massive for our pack, but also us as a team.
All right, James. Well, Brandy's asked the legitimate rugby league questions. I'm just the conduit for the listeners who have all these curious questions to ask. There's claims that you are the hairiest of the modern day footballers. So hairy, haven't seen arms and legs since Stumpy Stevens, Kevin Stevens at the Roosters and the Eels.
Teddy would never remember Stumpy Stevens.
Do you think, James, it gives you strength, or are you just not manly to remove it? You're anti-manscaping, James.
Yeah, I think it's the Italian genes. Yeah, just got that hairiness. But I used to, like, shave my legs and stuff when I was 18, 19, but it's just too much effort, so I just leave it now, and my face as well. I don't think I've clean-shaven my beard for 10 years.
Ah, that's right, the beard, yeah.
So when you have a shave, it just comes straight back. By the afternoon, it's back. Is that just in the genes?
it's a daily process, yeah.
Can Joseph Suwali, can you see him slotting into the centres this year, says Pedro the Rooster, Ted.
Quick answer to that one, James, in 20 seconds. Can Suwali play centres this year?
He can. I don't think this year. I'd keep on the wing this year and possibly next year.
He's going pretty good on the wing.
James, we love watching you play. Tomorrow night is huge at the Sydney Cricket Ground, Panthers v Roosters. Let's hope that plenty of Roosters fans come out to watch it. By the way, have you voted? James, we're not asking who you voted for, but have you got your vote in?
I have.
Well done.
I have.
Well done, Ted.
Well done. Yeah. Well done, James.
My old man was on to me, so I've got it done.
All right, well done.
Thanks for joining us, mate. Appreciate
your
time.
Good luck tomorrow night.
Thanks, Randy. Thanks, Bossy. Cheers. Thanks, guys.
James Tedesco, superstar of the NRL. Last half hour. Give us a call. 1300 01 1170. Text 0457 736 736.